King, who have acquired more than 1 million square meters of construction permits by Adirama, at the same time as what I would call a process of accumulation of wealth by disappropriation of local residents who are stripped by their property claims, either by falsifying documents, such as the case of Zvernets, in which the person who claims to be the rightful owner is actually under investigation for drug trafficking and living in the United States, or through this special law on strategic investors, as it's called, through which the government can strip away the property rights for the benefit of the country, all the while destroying the environment. As I mentioned earlier, that is why there were these amendments made in 2024 to remove this lagoon area from the environmentally protected areas of Albania in order to pave the way, let's say, for this construction project.
Before we end, I want to bring in Bora Mema, longtime labor organizer, researcher and activist. If you can talk about the violence that the protesters have been left with and the fact that the prime minister, Edi Rama, says that this project, the Trump-Kushner project, is going to happen.
Hello. So as it was mentioned before, this is a project that is being influenced not just by Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, but also it's a money laundering operation, international money laundering operation. And of course, that the Prime Minister Edi Rama will say this not just because he wants to still be in power and to hold his position, but also due to the fact that many foreign and not only interests are engaged in this, are engaged and involved in this process. When it comes to the violence of the process, the protest, it was not only in the first day when the community protesters and different activists were protesting in the fences that were enclosed in the area of Zvernetsi, which is a protected area, but also part of it belongs to the community, where one of the when one of the community members was dragged down by private security and a gun was held in his hand and the police was not intervening, which shows where the state police loyalty lies, and it's not with the Albanian people and it's not with the law, but it's with the ones who actually are dispossessing us from our private, our public lands and our environment and islands or natural protected areas. There was also a protest held just last week at the Parliament of Albania where some protesters were throwing eggs at the MPs' cars because the MPs of the both main political parties, such as the Socialist Party or the Democratic Party, they are both supporting Trump's and Kushner's project in Albania. So after this, the police used this as an excuse to attack and to violently intervene and arrest. And not only this, but there were cases of protesters being arrested and beaten up in the police stations, which is a breach of human rights. There are many institutions, international organizations, but also our MP or other activists who are trying to engage with this. I believe that Edi Rama is going to say this due to the fact that he's actually in his worst political position he has ever been in the last 3 decades, that he's actually in power in Albania in different positions. I believe that the protests will go on and the people are very determined. So whatever he's saying, if not tomorrow, but quite soon, this is going to be the end of Edi Rama's political career, but of a whole political system, which is actually serving to the oligarchy. If I can just add something.
We're going to have to leave it there because the show is ending. I want to thank you both for being with us. Bora Mema, longtime labor organizer and founding member of the Lvizja Bashk Party, and Redi Muchi, member of the Albanian parliament representing Tirana. That does it for our show. I'll be in Kansas City on July 17th and 18th for the screening of Steal the Story, Please at the Glenwood Arts Theater in Overland Park. Check our website at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
This is 101.5 UMFM radio in Winnipeg. My name is Kathleen Edwards. I love Winnipeg and I love the radio in Winnipeg. And this is a great show. One more song.
J. careful now. We didn't have time to insert the... So be advised, what you're about to hear contains material not suitable for all listeners.
Oh yeah, baby, it is time for Mi Gaj Nagamoin, your favorite show on UMFM 101.5, which is the station that you're listening to currently. I haven't been listening to a lot of new music lately. Honestly, I'll just be honest with you, man. I have not listened to a lot of music in the last week. I have got a bunch of albums that I've been meaning to get around to. I listened to a bunch of them last night. They were not very good. I listened to Cattle Mass. I listened to, what was the other one that I listened to? Give me a second here. Give me a second. The World Without Us by Bonjour Tristesse. It was like a fine, fine black metal record. I don't know. It was nothing to write home about. It didn't reinvent the genre like Antichrist Seed Machine did with war metal. Didn't do anything like too special. Cattlemass, their instrumentation is fantastic. I love their instrumentation a lot. Their guitar tone, the bass, blah, 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 you understand what an instrument is. But their vocals are so dispassionate. There's nothing in it. There's no feeling. And you know what has a lot of feeling? You know what? It got me thinking. You know what has a lot of feeling? Punk. In general. For the last 50 years, punk has been some of the best... They gave me the offensive material thing. Like, honestly, you should have listened to it. It's been the best damn music made in the last 50 years. I don't care. Which is why I wanted to do today a little punk variety hour. I have many different kinds of punk from many different eras. And it's all my favorites. I think a good place to start is the start. You know, if you're reading a book, you don't start from the middle. You don't start at the end. You start from the start. You start at the beginning. You begin with the beginning. So, we're going to open up with a little bit of classic punk. You know, the old stuff. And, you know, everyone goes on and on about like, oh, Cro-Mags this, Cro-Mags that, Ramones, the New York punk scene. Oh, the New York punk scene back in the 80s. CBGB. I don't care, man. I do not care. LA's punk scene was way better. I like it way more. They play faster. They play with more feeling. It's just better. Cry about it. So, with that attitude, with a little bit of that attitude, we're going to be opening up with Fear and Agent Orange, because those are some of my favorites. We're going to open up with Beef Baloney by Fear, followed by Living in Darkness by Agent Orange. Enjoy.
Ah, baby, so talk about lowdown skakadoo. Same and a homo same. Homo sad, my baby, just about the low down skankadoo.
She don't like punk, she don't like
You know, as much as I love Agent Orange and as much as I love Fear, you got to admit, they were pretty popular, man. Like, among the punk bands back at the time, they were pretty damn popular. How about something that's a little, you know, still fairly popular, you know, people who know their stuff, know them and love them, that kind of thing. I want to play something a little more, a little weirder. Little louder, a little faster, a little more, if you know what I mean. I want to listen to some No Trend and some Void, some weird stuff, some No Wave, whatever the. Blah, blah. I gotta, you know, I'm so in like the radio mindset when I'm doing this. I keep on forgetting that I have like unoffensive material warning before I do this. Whatever the hell they were, whatever they were. I'm going to listen to some of that. And then we're going to roll into a little bit of Oi. A little bit of Oi. Not too much. Just as a segue into what I have planned next. Fashion tips for the 80s. Followed by Time to Die. First by No Trend. Next by Void. Enjoy.
Disco! Preppy, new age
As promised, a little bit of Oi coming up next with Castillo, Glorious, followed by also Castillo, Faded Memories. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
You know what? I like that one so much. I'm not even done with Oi. We're not done with Oi at all. I'm going to play one more. I'm going to do one more Oi song. This is Baby, I Hope They Remember Me by the New York Hounds. We're going to turn up the heat a little bit with these next couple songs. I'm so very excited to show them to you. I've played them before. I've definitely played them before, but ooh, man, they don't get better than this. Going to play a little bit of hardcore punk right after this, but I just wanted to say to all of you who were at the daughter last night, who saw number one, I am eternally jealous. That sounded like it rocked. I wish I was there. I don't know why I wasn't. I know why I wasn't, but I'm not going to tell you that. I wish I was there. Number one sounds like some pretty kick-ass hardcore punk. And you know what? All my love to Micah, man. All my love to Micah. All my love to all those guys. Hopefully they play again soon. Very, very soon at a maybe at like a side stage or a public domain or something like that. Because I would love to see number one. For those of you listening, look out for number one. And yeah, I'm going to plug the points of contact. If you have a little bit of constructive criticism, if you have some destructive criticism, if you just want to tell me that I suck at my job, you are more than welcome to reach out at on Instagram at BENNYDRILLSTEIN, Benny Drillstein, or email me, if that's more your style, at Migaj, MIIGAAZH, at proton.me. Let me know. Let me know what you think about this one. Personally, I think I'm killing it. But we're going to roll into our next couple of songs because I do have a plan. I thought I was going to be like 20 minutes into this. We're about 30. The last show ran long. I'm talking a little bit more than I thought I was going to. I added another song. I added two other songs. Honestly, like, the plan is going right out the window. I'm hoping that I get to what I'm trying to get to. This is Lost Cause by The Flex, followed by War Boy, also by The Flex. And then we got Locals, Locals, Locals right after that. Enjoy. God, man, I'm like, The Flex does something to me, dude. There's a reason I flew out to go see them. Oh, just the amount of, I feel just like a ball of tension right now. Urge to kill, blood, blood, blood. I love The Flex. You probably love The Flex now too. I want to play a little bit of local stuff here though. And you know what? I'm going to say it's not even a downgrade. It's not even going to be a downgrade from like this to the local stuff, because the local stuff is better. It's better, dude. It's even better. This is, you know what? I'm going to reorder this. I'm going to reorder this the way they order it. Actually, no, they don't even order it like this, because they don't play this next song. They don't play Molotov, followed by Warhead, by Winnipeg's own Nuclear Man. In Man.
You are violent.
aren't they great? I mean, the pure chaos that is their mix, man. Like, I love it. I love their riffs. I love their drums. I love everything about them. I love Carson's vocals. Fantastic. I can't believe this demo is 3 years old now. I can't believe that. I genuinely can't believe that. It's still perfect. It's still perfect, man. God. And the people who make this keep on coming out with heaters, such as our next two songs, Lackey, opening up with Twisted Joke and closing with Drunk Tank. After that, hopefully, we'll be able to get around to those songs I wanted to play from, another band that might have come out with this. Another band that might have come out with this. I had a couple more songs that I wanted to play, but honestly, I'm going to skip them. We're going to segue into my next little section here. We got 18 minutes on the clock still. I feel like it's time. I feel like it's a good time. Beyond hardcore punk and beyond all of the whole, like, rah, kind of stuff, recently there was a little bit of a wave known as egg punk, and you probably know what I'm talking about if you're listening to this, but if you don't, people started incorporating a lot of synths, a lot of jangly riffs, getting faster and faster and faster, using a lot of drum machines too, and I loved it. I loved the little wave of egg punk that started coming out. I loved Snooper. I loved Prison Affair. Loved all of that, man. This is, this one's got a little more beef to it, though. I'm not going to go so far as to be like, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. It's not. It's still pretty eggy, but it's still got a little bit of oomph, you know? You know what I mean? You know what I mean. In case you don't, you can write in. I already gave my points of contact. Benny Drillstein, migaj@proton.me. Let me know if you don't understand. Let me know if you need me to elaborate on that. This is Peace by Crisis Man, followed by Dudes in the Valley by GT.
Hey!
Man, I love GT. I love that song. I know it's big. I know it's popular. I don't care, man. Not everything has got to be like some niche bull. You know what I mean? Not everything you got to listen to has got to be niche. You can like popular stuff. I mean, I know I'm like, you know, preaching to the choir on this one, but whatever. You know I love local stuff. And we're in the egg punk section. Some pretty weird stuff came out a couple days ago. I think it was, 2 days ago. Domo. Demo by Domo. This is Jump to the Bump. We're going to play through the whole demo. I'm going to, you know, pop in a little bit, but enjoy. This stuff is fantastic, man. Nothing bad comes out of Jug headquarters, dude. Pretty much everything that comes out of it is fantastic. Lovely. You know, a friend of mine says, what's that one? Oh, that's a bit of a dirty laundry, actually. I'm not gonna disclose my sources. But that was Jump to the Bump, followed by All Tensed Up. I'll be honest with you, we're running low on time. We're going to roll through Self Service, Kangaroo Jack, Temporary Secretary, All by Domo off their new album. I guess their demo. Demo by Domo. Again, Self-Service, Kangaroo Jack, Temporary Secretary. You can find them on Eat 'Em Up Records on Bandcamp. Go and buy it. Buy. Nothing matters unless you spend money. You need to spend money. You need to consume. You need to do as I say. Do it. Go buy it. Buy. Get out of here, but I know I went over my time a little bit, but I hope you all had a wonderful afternoon with me. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend coming up. I hope you have a wonderful next week. Until I see you again, have a good time out there. Love ya.
We couldn't have done it without you. Pleasurama 2026 has wrapped up, and once again, you showed up for UMFM in a big way. What you gave this week goes straight back into the station, into new ideas, important upgrades, and the kind of programming you won't hear anywhere else. You came through for us, and we're grateful. Thank you for supporting UMFM.